MCI converted wave style.
I observed that, and I have to apologize for today's performance, but I don't think it had anything to do with Chet and with the match. I think Morris actually made a very good statement yesterday saying that I sounded as the match was over, and for me the match was over yesterday, and I have to tell that I had no real strength to fight, and I think the result of so-called game today was quite justified. If that's probably not about the result of the man versus machine competition. I don't hope that it will be taken as granted. The match was lost by the world champion, but I think there are very good and very profound reasons for such a result. I was a bit surprised to hear from CJ that now they would like to cooperate on a less competitive level. I think the competition just started. I made one big mistake before this match. I hoped, and I had no doubt, that the spirit of the event would be not different from the one that took place in Philadelphia 1 year ago. Soon I recognized it was a great mistake, with all the consequences that I had to pay at the end of the match and in the middle of the match. There was nothing to do about science. There was nothing to do about further investigation of computer potential chess. There was one zeal to beat Garry Kasparov. And when a big corporation with unlimited resources would like to do so, there are many ways to achieve the result. And the result was achieved. I lost the match before I resigned today. I think the crucial game was a game two. And again, Mr. Newborn, I have to tell you that this is not up to you or Mr. Thompson to make a judgment whether a computer can play with this move or not. This is obviously beyond our understanding. Deep Blue is so complex, and I recognize the complexity of this machine, the all interconnections, that it will never come up with the same result even if you run the test again, again, and again. But what is most amazing that is Deep Blue, as we saw in game one and in a couple of other games, still has generic computer problems. And I'm sure that this is not up to you, people in this room, not to me, not to Deep Blue team, to say it was absolutely correct and perfect. I believe that this print out, if they are of course available, will be studied by all chess fans, all computer and chess specialists around the globe. And I think that 2 or 3 weeks on the powerful computers will tell us whether any other machine can do the same thing that Deep Blue did in this match. My personal feelings, I doubt. But again, we faced a machine that had no comparison, to make moves that were beyond anybody's understanding, and I couldn't anticipate it before I started to play. I have to tell you that the game two had dramatic consequences, and I never recovered after this game. Not because I lost this game. In fact, I could make a draw just instead of resigning. But because there were two major issues that are not yet resolved. Whatever people are saying here, I still do not understand how the most powerful and great machine couldn't see a simple perpetual check at the end of the game. I'm sure there will be answers provided. I'm sure there will be a lot of analysis later on. I'm sure I'm in the wrong position today to complain, because it will be written tomorrow that Garry Kasparov couldn't lose properly, couldn't be a sportsman to accept his defeat. I can even name the newspapers that will write this line tomorrow. Yeah, so be it, you know. I fully understand all the consequences of the result of this match. But I think it's very important for all of us to state today that Deep Blue now must enter competitive chess. Enter competitive chess. You know, have all the team, but play a normal event. Play kind of the tournament, play a world championship match under proper conditions. and the scrutiny that every chess player has to go through. Play competitive chess, and we shall see whether this machine is a prodigy, is a unique piece, or it was a lot of human weaknesses shown in one very particular event. I think it's time for Deep Blue to prove that that was not a single event it could play. I think it's time for Deep Blue to start playing real chess. And I personally assure you, everybody here, that if Deep Blue will start playing competitive chess, I personally guarantee you, I'll torn it in pieces, with no question. How many players they will hire, they have to put with more players, of course, on the bench, because some of them are probably too shy to show up. They can hire the entire GM force of the United States of America. It will not help, because we know how machine plays. Put it in a competitive chess, put it in a fair contest, not that one. Make IBM a player, not a sponsor at the same time. And we'll see what's going to happen. And I think it's just the beginning. I have to apologize again. I'm ashamed by what I did at the end of this match. But so be it. I feel confident that machine hasn't proved anything yet. It's much better machine than in Philadelphia. It was clear from day one. But it's not yet ready, in my opinion, to win a big contest. That's my belief. And again, you can trust me, you can define me as a loser. I deserve that to some extent. But I think it's just the beginning. Thank you.
I certainly hope that